Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Well, cattle futures today sold off about midday here, especially on the back end of the feeder cattle. April's the front month now, down 37 at 145.07. That was about $1 off the low earlier today. May's down $1.02. August down $1.45 at 155.25. Mid-morning, there was some reported cash trade in Kansas, 1,100 head at $1.24. That brought the market down overall. Seemed like that was the news that kind of broke the market here. But live cattle stayed positive on the day. They were up about 17 on the April at 126.35. June's up 20, 119.67. In August, live cattle 7 higher. The hogs rallied across the board. April front month hogs up $1.75 at 79.15. Midday box beef were disappointing on choice. That's 225.95, down 89 cents. Select was 219.68, up 35 cents. Packer margins are pretty tight here on the pork. They're about just a little under $5. And then on beef, $85 a head positive. We're getting some positive news out of the closeouts, I guess out of the feedlots have been positive. So they're reinvesting that into the feeder cattle market at this time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another 2 in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Today's grain market was mixed here. We had wheat unchanged in Chicago, down 2 in Kansas City, and the beans were up 4 cents. Corn was unchanged. Cotton futures today were up about 35 out in December at 76.27. There are some positive sounding headlines coming out of the White House today regarding the Chinese trade war. Trump saying that the talks are going very well, and then some additional comments from the support cast around the talks, acting like the odds are pretty good that something happens. Then out of Canada, there was a canola company said that it's going to be hard to replace China if this is a long-term problem. You know, they banned 2 Canadian canola exporters, and that's such an important crop up there in Canada that could change the shape. One comment was that it could lower the acres by 10%, and they probably still would have too much if they couldn't replace the Chinese buyers. And they're also seeking factual information on why the Chinese banned it. Most think it is in response and retaliation for them arresting that Chinese financial executive a few months ago. Dow Jones currently is down about 70. Crude oil's up $1.12. It's generally OPEC still cutting, still tightening their oil production. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.